The word of God given to us today is Acts chapter 17, verse 19 to 23. Acts chapter 17, verse 19 to 23. Allow me to read. Then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we want to know what they mean. All the Athenians and the foreigners who live there spend their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas." Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. Amen." Upon reaching Athens, Paul looked around Athens alone, waiting for Silas and Timothy to come from Berea. Athens was a city of idols, more than any other city, full of various temples, altars, and gods. Getting furious about people of Athens who worshipped lifeless idols, which were nothing more than iron or stone, Paul preached about Jesus and his resurrection at Jewish synagogue on the Sabbath and Agora on weekdays and discussed with people. For people of Athens, Jesus, whom Paul was preaching about, was a strange name that they haven't heard of, and the resurrection was also strange that they haven't used before. Among those who listened to Paul's preaching and debated with him were Epicurean and Stoic philosophers. Some of them, who couldn't believe Jesus and the resurrection, despised, mocked at him, and called him a babbler. Others misunderstood Jesus and the resurrection, Iesus and Anastasius. In other words, Paul talked about as God's names and wrongly thought him as a preacher of foreign god of revenge. The former half of verse 19 is the testimony about what happened afterwards. Then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him. In the Greek original, verb took, brought, and said were all written in the third person plural. The philosophers who were in debate with Paul in Agora took Paul to Areopagus, which was the name of a vast rocky hill northwest of Acropolis. The way to the top of Areopagus, made of marble, is slippery as glass, indicating how many people have been there.
상당히 넓은 그 아레오바고 정상에 서면
the top of Areopagus overlooks Acropolis, where the Parthenon is located, and also has a view of Agora, where Paul had debates with Epicurean and Stoic philosophers on the left. It might also look over all the temples, including those for a craftsman and gambler 2,000 ago.
In the
In early days of Athens, Areopagus was popular for a meeting venue for the nobles of Athens, which is why Areopagus sometimes meant a meeting. Since then, although there were ups and downs depending on political situations, Areopagus always had held diverse meetings until Athens was conquered by the Roman Empire. The original meaning of Areopagus is the Hill of Ares. Ares is the god of war in the Greek myths. One day, when Alcippe, daughter of Ares, was raped by a human, Ares became so furious that he killed the man. Ares had to be brought to trial by 12 gods in the Greek myths for his murder. This is why the hill where Ares was judged was called Areopagus, which combined Ares and the Greek word pagus, meaning a hill. Since then, Areopagus had been used as a place of trials and used to mean a court. A place where Agamemnon's daughter, who revenged on the queen, and a lover who killed Agamemnon, was judged. And Socrates was brought to a trial with Agamemnon. The philosophers of today's text, however, did not go to Areopagus to question and judge Paul in Areopagus. May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? For the philosophers in the text, Jesus and resurrection were all new words. Although Jesus was something they could understand, resurrection was strange enough for them, that someone was revived from death, that all people were saved from sins for the death of one person, and that everybody could live eternally thanks to that person's resurrection was not understandable and made no sense at all. Therefore, they took Paul to Areopagus to listen from him more in detail about Jesus and resurrection. Areopagus was more suitable place than Agora, were always busy with people. In the middle of today's Areopagus, there is a memorial stone indicating in that place Paul was preaching about God's words. And the right stairs to Areopagus, there is a copper plate with verse from 22 to 31 of today's text, Paul's sermon in Areopagus. The fact that the people who had debates with Paul took Paul to Areopagus to listen more in detail about what he was preaching doesn't mean that they believed in the gospel preached by Paul. In verse 21, All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest things. The highest interest that the Athenians paid in 2,000 years ago was to debate on new theories or arguments. This was nothing exaggerated. A renowned historian, Thucydides, recorded in his book, The History of Peloponnesian War, that Cleon, a 5th century BC politician of Athens, criticized Athenians, saying, "You are those who fooled too soon if there is something new involved." Demosthenes, an Athens orator of 4th century BC, criticized Athenians that they were wrong in only seeking something new rather than rising up against a foreign power, even when Philip II of Macedonia took over the reign and Athens faced crisis.
2000년 전 본문 속에서 바울이 아테네를
The same thing happened when Paul visited Athens 2000 years ago.
그들이 바울이 전하는 예수와 부활이 그들이 보기에는
Although people of Athens thought the story of Jesus and resurrection preached by Paul was not understandable, and nonsense, they wanted to listen more since the story was totally new. In short, it was to satisfy their intellectual curiosity or intellectual vanity. Is something new all for us to benefit from and be righteous? Not at all. What helps us be righteous is not something new. It's something true. In the today's text, verse 22, Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious." Paul soon started to preach in the middle of Areopagus. The first, what he said to the Athenians was, "In every way you are very religious." If this is translated more closely to the Greek original, I see that you are more religious. This means that Paul used the comparative to say you are more religious. Isn't it so? Athens was a city of idols more than any other city, full of various temples, idols, and altars. And this was only possible since Athenians were more religious. In this sense, that Paul said, "In every way you are very religious," was not empty compliment. However, it is not always true that a person who is more religious than others is more righteous all the time.
어떤 종교를 믿는 사람이든 사람의 종교
There is no difference in one's religiousness, depending on which religion he or she believes in. The attitude toward the religion that they believe in is the same.
참된 여부는 그 종교를 믿는 사람의 종교심에
Therefore, whether a religion is true or not is revealed not by the religiousness of people, but by the object people worship. Although Athenians decorated the whole city with all the temples, gods, and altars, since they were more religious than any other cities,
신상, 우상, 재단들로
they only worshipped stones and irons, which were all nothing but all idols.
돌조각으로 만들어진 우상에 불과할 뿐이었습니다. 그러므로 바울이 아테네 사람들에게 너희가 모든 면에서
In this sense,
Paul's
saying that they were more religious than any other cities meant, in fact, that they were obsessed with idols more than any other cities. The sermon of Paul for Athenians who were obsessed with idols goes on as follows in verse 23. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. When looking around the idols that Athenians worshipped, Paul even saw an altar with the wording, to unknown God.
경배의 대상을 알지 못하는 제단이었습니다.
That was an altar for a god they didn't even know.
이라고 번역된 헬라어 아그노스토스는
The Greek word agnostos used only in the text and came from the word agnostic.
이 단어에서 파생되었습니다. 경배는 하고 제사는 하면서도 경배의 대상이 어떤 존재인지도
The reason that such a strange altar was set up where people worship a god whom they even didn't know is as follows. In the 6th century BC, when infectious disease swept Athens, Epimenides from Cyren, defeated the disease upon the request of a politician called Solon. Since then, Epimenides had offered worship all gods to thank gods who saved Athens. He made an altar for unknown God and offered white and black sheep out of fear if they could get harmed from the unknown gods who did not get
worshipped.
In today's text, the altar existed when Paul visited Athens even after 600 years later.
오늘 이 본문으로부터 100년이 지난 2세기 주후 2세기에 로마 제국의
And there is a record that the altar still exists when Pausania, a geographer of the 2nd century Roman Empire,
기록을 남겼습니다. 지난 시간에 말씀드린 것처럼 우상은 사람의 손끝에서 만들어지기 전에
I talked on last Sunday that an idol comes to exist in people's mind before made by people.
온갖 신들 앞에서 언급한 것처럼 심지어
The thoughts of people make all the different types of gods. including the God of craftsmen and the God of gambler and the shape of God.
생각할 수 있는 모든 신과 신상을 만들어 내고서도
If people made gods in that way, and even the altar for unknown gods, fearing, if there is a god whom they could not make, that altar itself tells us how unreligious they are.
지금 바울을 아래 오바고까지 데려갔던 사람들은 아테네의 떠돌이들이 아니었습니다.
Those who took Paul to Areopagus to listen more about Jesus and resurrection were not all renowned Epicurean and Stoic philosophers. Considering that, it would be right if Paul criticized them how they could possibly mention the altar for unknown God. However, Paul did not do so.
너희들이 알지 못하고 위하는 그것을 내가
He said that
하리라고 말했어.
Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you.
주어의 성과 수에 따라서
The indicative mood of Greek omits the subject. Since the ending of a word changes depending on the sex and number of subjects. This is because the person can be known from the ending of a verb without the subject. Therefore, when using the subject, it is to stress the subject in special cases.
알지 못하고 위하는 그것을 내가
In today's text, now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you.
사용하였습니다.
Paul particularly used I for subject to stress what?
예수와 부활에 대한 증언을 들었던 철학자들 가운데에는 바울을
Other philosophers who listened to Paul's preaching of Jesus and resurrection was no difference. They did not call Paul a babbler, but it was the same that they conceived Paul as a weird person who speaks words nonsense.
그들의 상식적으로 받아들일 수 없는 이상한 말을 하는 이상한 사람이라고 여겼습니다. 그럼에도 불구하고 바울이 언급한 예수
Nevertheless, since the story of Jesus and resurrection preached by Paul was something new, they wanted to listen to Paul in more detail. To fulfill their intellectual curiosity and intellectual vanity. This contains the meaning that you don't know about God, and I, whom you look down on and consider strange, will let you know about that unknown God. And as covered next Sunday in more detail, Paul started preaching about Trinity God, who created heaven and earth. The Gaeryeongsan Mountain was once a birthplace of new religion, although it may not look so these days, since there is Gaeryeong installations which integrates the army, navy, and air force.
중에서 소위 돌을 닦는다는 사람들,
so-called ascetics, all came to Gaeryong Mountain.
계룡산에는 자칭 도사들이 세운 신상들,
there were a lot of idols and worship places they made.
그때 그 가운데에 알지 못하는 신을 위한 신당이 있었다고.
Let us suppose there was a place to worship an unknown god.
찾아갔다가 알지 못하는
and looking at that,
신당을
I preached to those who came to the mountain to meet ascetics of Gaeryong Mountain as follows.
모아놓고 이렇게 설교한다고 생각해 보십시다. 여러분, 저기에
There is a place to worship unknown God. I will talk about the God you don't know, and ascetics of Gaeryong Mountain don't know as well. That God nobody knows is the Trinity God who created heaven and earth.
이런 설교를 한 저는 어떻게 되겠어요?
Think about me after preaching this sermon.
인간에 의해 만들어진 우상의 또 다른 이름일 뿐인
Isn't it plausible that I would be punished committing defamation of God comparing living Trinity God to such an unknown God? Another name of idols made by human beings?
대부분의 한국 그리스도인들은 그런 식으로 제가 정죄 당하는 데 대해서 별반 이상하게 생각하지 않아요.
And Christians might have accepted that as well.
믿음이 편협하기.
This is because
이런 의미에서
our faith is such narrow. And in this sense, Paul's faith was totally different than ours.
전염병으로부터 아테네를 지켜낸 에피메니데스가
When Epimenides made the altar for unknown god and offered white and black sheep after saving Athens from the infectious disease
입을까 두려워하는 마음으로 알지 못하는 신을 위한
That wasn't for the Lord at all.
그리고 그 앞에 흰 양과 검은 양을 바칠 때 그 제단은 절대로 여호와 하나님을 위한 제단이 아니었습니다. 그 이후로 바울이 아테네를 방문하기
And the worship services Athenians had offered on that altar for almost 600 years until Paul visited Athens were not for a Trinity God either.
그 제단은 누가 뭘 해도 우상의 제단이었고
That altar was for the idol named unknown god made by humans.
그러나 바울은 아테네 사람들을
But Paul explained to people of Athens that unknown god as Trinity god
설교했습니다. 하나님께서 천지 만물을 창조하셨고
Since God created everything in heaven and on earth,
하나님의 것이기에 바울은 이 세상 무엇으로든
Paul was able to explain God with anything in the world.
작고도 넓은 믿음이었습니다.
Paul's faith was that wide and open.
요한 사도는 요한복음 1장에서 하나님을 말씀 로고스라고
Apostle John expressed the word of God, Logos. But Logos was not a word for the Bible. Logos was a noun of a Greek verb, lego, meaning to speak and meant sense or reason, which is the opposite of pathos. Or the principle to rule everything in the universe.
그러나 요한 사도는 당시 세상 모든 사람들이 잘 이해하고 있던 세상 용어
But Apostle John preached that Logos as God and God's word using the word of the world that people understood well.
하나님의 말씀이라고 설교한 것입니다. 요한 사도의 믿음 역시 크고도
Faith of Apostle John was also that wide and open.
어려운 상가 교회들이 불당으로 팔린다는 기사가 보도된 적이 있습니다.
Recently there was a news report that
스님들이
poor churches are sold as temples of Buddhism.
옥상 기도탑의 십자가를 떼고 불교를 상징하는 만자를
A monk buys a church
불상을 들여다 놓고
and places the Buddhist cross instead of the cross on the top and uses the church as a Buddhist temple.
불교의 지도자들로부터 비판받았다거나 비난받았다는 소식은 아직까지 접해 본 적이 없습니다. 만약에 반대의 경우라면 어떻게
If the case is the opposite, what will happen?
불당을 매입해서 불당 위에 십자가를
If a pastor buys a temple
불상 대신에
and places the cross on the roof
하나님께 예배 드린다
and use it as a church
그 목사님도 권욕을 치르게
He would be severely criticized.
대신 교인들에게 하나님은 그런 것을 반드시 꺼려 하시는 하나님
This is because Korean Christians believe that the Lord they believed in hates such a thing. When Paul went to Athens under the rule of the Roman Empire, the great Parthenon was a temple for a goddess of Greek myth, a temple for an idol, in other words. However, after Christianity became the national religion in
392,
Christians did not break down the Parthenon, an idol temple. They just broke down the goddess statue in the temple and placed the cross on top of the building and used it as a church.
정복당할 때까지 파르테논 신전은 기독교 예배당이었습니다. 아테나 여신은 인간에 의해 만들어진 본래 없던 허구의 존재.
They had nothing to be bothered since they thought the goddess of Athens made by humans never existed in the first place.
아무런 거리낌이 없었던 것입니다. 그들 역시도 하나님께서 천지 만물을 창조하시고
천지 They also knew that the earth and everything in it belonged to God since God created them. Their faith was wide and open as well.
우리가 믿는 하나님은 삼위일체 하나님 한 분이십니다. 그런데 한 분 하나님을 믿는 한국
God we believe in is one
교회든 개교회든
Trinity God
기관이든 그동안 끊임없이
But religious bodies, organizations were divided numerous times so far. It is because the faith of Korean Christians is narrow.
세상 사람들로부터 독선적인
That Christians are criticized by others as being self-righteous and selfish was not unrelated to such narrow faith.
우리가 믿는 하나님이 얼마나 크신 분이신지 하나님의 사랑이 얼마나 넓으신지
People don't know how big God is and His love is.
우리의 믿음을 보고 하나님을 알게 될 뿐입니다.
They could only know God through us. If our faith is narrow,
우리의 믿음을 통해 세상 사람들에게 하나님은 조잔한 하나님.
God might be seen narrow in people's eyes.
세상을 향해서 하나님이라고 소리쳐도 세상 사람들이 보기에 조잔한 하나님을 믿을 이유가
Then they would not try to believe in such narrow God, no matter how hard we try to spread God. Today is the second Sunday of Lent when we commemorate the suffering of Jesus and wait for his second coming.
고난을 묵상하고 부활을 기리는 사순절 두 번째 주일입니다. 그동안 우리를 구원하시기 위해서 당신의 독생자
Let us repent our foolishness that we have looked at God, who is bigger than the universe, through the world, rather than revealing the glorious God with such a narrow face, like the eye of a needle. With wide and open mind, like Paul and John, let us show God bigger than the universe to the world. That would be the world to make this world righteous and to make myself righteous before God. Let us pray. As God created earth and everything in it, you are bigger than the universe. There is nothing not owned by God. The wood, iron, and stone to make idols are in fact also from God's possession. Therefore, as we try to spread God, we can use everything in the world. In addition, the love of God is endless, so that you let your only Son become the offering of the cross to save us. Our faith, however, has been so narrow compared to the wide and open God and the love of God. The narrow faith of us rather has become obstacles. So because of us, with such narrow faith, the church was reduced to the subject of mockery. On this second Sunday of Lent, we repent our sin and please forgive us. As Paul, who testified the Creator God is the God you don't know, when looking at the altar, let us have wide and open faith. Help our heart to believe in Trinity God, to be determined while letting our faith to grow day by day, to live as a witness of Trinity God, who is bigger than the universe. Let people of the world know how big God is and how wide the love of God is through looking at our faith. With wide and open faith, help ourselves be righteous before God and this world be integrated, cured, and cleared for us day by day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.